get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the snake pit, Snake.
Brought to you by...
Thank you.
Brought to you by the Team USA and Quinn Hughes.
Once again.
Brought to you by Double Kick Drum.
By the way, shout out to P1 Kim, who is driving, she says, her husband, who is passed out in the passenger seat, drunk, and she's having to drive him back 2 hours while listening to the show.
Why is he drunk and passed out?
I guess they... Took her somewhere? I don't know.
Was he
Olympic hockey?
Partying hockey style?
Courage.
I don't know, but shout out to you, Kim. You're doing the Lord's work right now. So, ticket stock is coming up on Friday, and we're all very excited. We have our official Time Wasters practice coming up tomorrow evening.
Mm-hmm. Put it down, Bob. Put it down.
As we yacht rock our way to great success.
Well, some of us are yacht rocking.
Okay. How are
some of us didn't get the memo.
Yeah, are you talking about the cat song?
There's a rock and roll song that is not...
There's a reason for it that you will see on stage.
There is?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to know. I just don't want to rock the boat too much.
If you will.
So to speak.
As it were. So... I sometimes I get caught in a loop of listening to things that I haven't listened to in a long time, and that happened last night as I was rolling through my computer, and I saw something pop up. Typically, it's inadvertently, and I saw something where I was like, oh my God. So this was like...
I remember her.
This was... and her? Fuck. So this was 10 years ago when we were at Ticket Stock. Just to get you a little flavor of what's going on, at the Plano Center, there is a large stage that we have where all of us
superstars,
dorky hosts sit up there. And we do our programs and our roundtables, and we're up there Friday and Saturday. And we'll talk to Pooj Rodriguez on Friday and Sam Perkins and all sorts of great people on Saturday. It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Charles Haley, Kevin Smith. We got a lot of guests.
We have Sam Perkins?
Yeah.
Really?
Big Smooth going to be there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Appreciate you listening.
He joins us.
Sorry.
No, that's you that does it. You're the only one. And so I'm listening to something from 2016, 2017, and I remember it like it was yesterday, and I wanted to share it with you guys because it was one of the odder moments that we've had in ticket history. Because we're up there doing a roundtable. And there is we're on stage, and there is, you know, down below all the P1s, and there's a girl standing at the front of the stage. And she keeps talking throughout the segment that we're just trying to do a normal segment.
Like she's having a conversation with you guys as you're doing the show.
Yes. And it was directed at me. Okay. And so you'll hear me immediately just stop down because I couldn't take it anymore because I could hear it. Nobody else could really hear what was going on the air or anything, but I could hear it and it was making me crazy. And I had never seen this girl prior and we have never seen her since.
So it's not like she was a regular.
No. And this is one of the odder moments in ticket history because typically we get to know these P1s and we see them out and things like that at remotes and events and but never before, never since. And this was the meeting of Don Arredondo.
Ma'am, we are on... I can't even make this any more clear. I'm on the radio.
Oh boy.
What can we do for you, madam?
I can't have a conversation with you right now. I can't.
Talk with her, Corby. What are you doing?
Come on, she wants to talk to you.
She sounds like a great...
Sounds to me like she just wants a nice hug.
Get here, the wireless and talk to her.
Where's the wireless?
Where's the wireless?
Here we go. We'll find out what she's got going on. Kat, will you...
Do we have a wireless?
Yeah.
And by the way, hand it. It's just the typical ticket. Just, well, Corby, what's wrong with you? Wait, just go talk to her. What are you doing?
What do you think you're doing?
None of us are bothered. Why are you bothered?
Okay.
Kat, will you?
Do we have a wireless?
Yeah. Hand it to him over there.
All right.
Oh, God.
For those not out here at Ticket Stock, there is a woman who has been leaning up here at the front of her stage of the stage by herself for the last half hour. And she is obsessed with Corby.
It's not me. It's the stage.
No, it is you.
Yeah. She loves the stage.
She's
snake.
Not looking at me. She's looking at you, Gordon.
No. Find out what she wants to talk about.
All right. What's your name?
Don Arredondo.
What?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. What?
Don Arredondo.
Let's give it up for Don.
What's that?
Yeah. Don Arredondo.
He's my boy over there.
Fine. How do you get overserved on a Friday?
Put the mic in front of her face. I want to hear what she's saying.
4:30.
Corby, put the mic in front of her face.
Hang on.
At this point, by the way, at this point, she is spinning around in circles. So put the mic in her face. I can't find it. I mean, like, she's just spinning around.
Your face, I don't care. Oh, my God, this is the first time I've ever been.
All right, let's back up. Hey, madam, come here. Hang on. Do you know anybody that's up here on this stage right now?
I know you. You're Corby.
Oh, yes. Charlie's or Corby's
angel. Quit petting me. Right again.
You're petting
snake.
Me.
Snake.
Corby, that's all I care about.
I'm so happy right now.
There's so many drops. Stop petting me. Seriously. She's petting me, like on my leg.
Hashtag me to her. Get her fired.
And your boyfriend's here.
My husband, Billy Arredondo, he's right there.
Oh, where's Billy Arredondo?
6'12".
I think he left.
6'12" would be 7 foot.
I think he ditched her here.
I kid you not. Look at him.
Where is he? Raise your hand, Billy Arredondo. The guy filming it?
Right there, baby.
Is she talking about a real person?
That's him telling me to be quiet.
Oh, he wants you to be quiet?
Blah, blah, yeah.
Oh, God. Tell me about it. Damn. Uh-huh. Stop petting me.
She can do that if she wants to.
Yeah.
You're a public figure.
That's right. Yeah. You keep petting him all you want.
So tell us what
Don
you like.
Arredondo.
Tell us what you like about Corby.
Oh, my God. Look at him. What is there not to like?
You're getting way up high on the thigh, all right?
You're asking call you Roxy.
What?
Let me smack your leg and call you Roxy.
She wants to smack my leg and call me Roxy.
Would you like to
hang
spank?
On. Is that a saying?
Never heard that.
I mean, it can be now.
I was listening to this last night going, wait, did I miss something in Lost in Translation where this is a thing now? All right, carry on.
What?
Let me smack your leg and call you Roxy.
She wants to smack my leg and call me Roxy.
Would you like to spank Corby in a sexual manner?
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. He's my boy.
Do you have any kids?
Do I have any kids? Yeah, I do. She's 16.
You have 16 kids?
No, I have one.
Oh, okay. All right.
How old are you?
What do you care? How old are you?
That's a great question.
I am 58.
What?
I'm 58.
Are you 58?
Yeah.
God, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I have an excellent. Don't you know?
You have tattoos?
Do you have a tattoo? You got any tattoos?
I do. I have two. Do you want to see?
Sure. No.
I am dying.
No, we
to see.
Sure don't. But thanks.
Come on.
What? She's. Oh
Uh-oh.
My God. She's gonna fall.
What's happening?
Oh wait.
Uh-oh.
And I have my zodiac symbol.
I don't believe you.
Don't. She's going to fall down.
I just
don't
believe you.
Do not make her fall down.
Is there any way that you can prove that you have these tattoos? Like you have a receipt or some way that you can prove that you have
a receipt?
Yeah, you see this, sweetie?
What?
You see this, sweetie?
That's what you want to use on Corby?
Yeah, it's your age or your IQ, whichever you want to be.
Whoa!
Game over!
I don't care, but you know what? You're not going to put me down. I have a Mickey Mouse on my right leg.
Let's see it.
Well, what's the other one first? Before you die, what's the other one?
No problem.
A zodiac symbol.
The zodiac. What is your zodiac sign?
It's the rat.
The rat?
That's the, like the Chinese calendar. I think you got them confused.
Okay, a zodiac sign is not...
it's a constellation, right?
It's the Chinese.
It's a Chinese.
It's a Chinese.
Wow.
It's a Chinese.
That's incredible.
So that was...
Don Arredondo.
That was 10 years ago.
So good.
On Friday. That was Friday afternoon. And again, I've not seen her since, or we've not seen her since, and we never saw her beforehand.
Your ass and call you Roxy.
The moment of Don Arredondo was a fleeting six-minute interview, and then off like a thief in the night.
We hardly knew ye.
I know.
You're Corby.
Dude.
Look at him.
Well, if you run into Don.
Hey, look, if anybody knows Don Arredondo, yeah. Send her back out to ticket
Make
stock
sure
this
she's
Friday.
There yeah. To stroke Corby's leg again.
We would love to see her once again.
Let us hear from you.